Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
BluntPsychics.com, and as you know, tonight we're celebrating a new moon. Now, every new moon night at 11 p.m., I host these radio shows and provide free mini readings. As you may know, I'm a clairvoyant psychic. I don't necessarily need a tool to be able to do the readings, but I do use tarot cards, which help with time frame, dimension, and description. Now, I do know that we have many people on hold. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm looking forward to providing you with a mini reading this evening. Now, before we go to our callers, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the month of August and some of the manifestations to expect during this month. This new moon triggers and links to Leo, although the month of August represents our zodiac signs for Leo and Virgo. There's many magical manifestations to expect during this month. And a lot of them really link to work, business, investments, new ideas. And also it involves when, if you're thinking about rolling out a specific type of investment that could potentially give you financial stability, all of which link to the month of August. Now, you may even sense significant shifts of energy during the beginning of August and towards mid-August as well. You might sense that you're a bit more confident, may see that you're a little more loyal to specific areas, or even have awakened some type of leadership skills as well. So if you see that these things start happening, you want to be very mindful of it and kind of read into it and see what's to come, you know, what can benefit you as well. So a couple of things to keep in mind: business proposals, promotions, investments, rolling out specific contracts, things like that are going to happen during this month. You'll also have a sense of having people that are ambitious, you know, passionate about certain ideas, and, you know, kind of taking risk, what you would call being very risk-taking, you know, things like that. So all of these things are things to expect during the month of August. One more thing also to keep in mind deals with the birthstone of the month of August, which is the Peridot, and I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's a shade of light green. The way I refer to it is like a shade of green and yellow, so like a really light green. If you have specific positive manifestations that you would like to have happen during this month, you want to make sure that you associate yourself with this color, whether it be clothing, whether it be a candle, whether it be maybe a purse that you want to carry around. These are colors that are going to represent a lot of positive manifestations. So you want to associate yourself with it. And, you know, if you want to connect with someone in particular and you're going to meet up with them, whether it be an interview, whether it be, you know, anything in general, you want to make sure that you wear these tones. Once again, it's a very light shade of green. You can wear it in a jewelry. You can wear it in a headband. You know, just take that color in, and you'll see how it will benefit you during this time period. Now, we're going to go ahead and take some of our calls. I'm going to say the area code number, and then that way you'll know that you're on the air. Once again, these readings are mini readings, which means that I will ask that you kind of gear me as to the specific category, and that way I can try to see if I can get to everyone. All I would need you to provide me is with your first name, your date of birth, which is just the month and day, no need for the year, and then we can go from there. If you're looking for a more private session or perhaps a more complete reading, you can go onto my website, and that's bluntpsychics.com. And you can also schedule a reading through the site. Alrighty, so we're going to take our first caller, and her name is, actually I got to speak to her right before the show. Her name is Patricia, and her date of birth is 6/22. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have deep feelings for this guy named Ricky, and I just want to know if he feels the same way I do and where he wants to take our relationship.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I got his name right. You said his name is Ricky?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. So I definitely sense a lot of potential. I mean, there's definitely chemistry. There's a very strong bond between the both of you. Now, I know your question is whether this would go to the next level and whether there's potential to having a long-term committed relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
I do sense that there's potential. I do sense that this could be a long-term relationship. The only thing that does concern me is that right now he's had a couple of hardships that have kind of made him a bit distant. Now, you don't want to misinterpret what the message is. I just feel that there's some distance because he wants to get a little more aligned in some of the areas where he's had some hardships. Now, are you aware of these hardships?
Yes, he's had some financial hardships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I know about, but I don't know about anything else.
Right. So, no, and I think that this is something that is not, I guess he's always been very independent, and I think that this is kind of, something that's come in between him, and it almost seems as if he's had some type of issues with his employer as well. So that could also, manifest negatively in the sense that he's overwhelmed with that, with that situation. But at the end of the day, I mean, I do feel that there's a lot of potential to move forward, and his feelings are very aligned with yours. I think more than anything, we just have to kind of stick around until he passes through this situation, and everything should align perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon, and I wish you the best. Have yourself a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alrighty. Let's see who else is on Blog Talk. One second. Okay, so we're going to go with our next caller. Area code 678. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Gina.
Oh, no, thank you for calling.
First time caller, actually.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yes. Oh, yes, my birthday is January the 8th.
Okay. And I know you said your name, but I didn't catch it on time. What's your first name?
Gina.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, Gina. Well, since these are mini readings, if you could just gear me into the category that you want to look into, and then we can go from there.
Love life.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Okay. So when it comes to love life, I'm picking up on someone. I'll put it this way. It seems like you've recently met someone, perhaps. Someone who I want to say has a very good connection with you, but at the same time, I think the potential here is that you wonder whether that person's on the same page. Have you recently connected with anyone new?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let's see here. I'll put it this way. There is definitely someone who's coming in, and I actually sense this to be fairly soon. I'll put it this way. Could this be someone from your past who may have recently come into your life? Because the way I'm seeing it is a potential love connection that just recently manifested.
Oh, somebody from my past? I hope it's not, of course they were flings or boyfriends, but I don't want somebody from my past,
Okay.
I'm over that.
Okay.
I want somebody brand new.
Right. But would you say that you've had someone from your past reconnect with you recently?
No.
No. Okay. Well, there's definitely someone who's coming through, and it's someone who I feel is of potential, but I guess you question whether you should pursue it just because you wonder if you're on the same page. Now, what could be happening is that somebody from your past might be coming back in, And at that point, you'll have to decide whether letting them back in is what you want to do. I could see how, obviously, people from your past, based on, you know, the history, may not be something that you're looking to pursue, because obviously
right.
they're no longer in the picture because, you know, it didn't work out. But, you know, you want to kind of also look into what the reasons why that person's coming back, because I feel that there's a genuine tone. And I know sometimes when people come from the past, it's not necessarily good timing, I'll put it that way. But this time around, I do feel that there's good timing, and I kind of feel that they're going to be a bit persistent in wanting to come back around. So you just have to be ready for that.
Okay, well, I thought it was somebody brand new. I'm like, I'm just not interested in the past. Or
no.
even if they try to come, you know, I'm just, I mean, they can be friends, but I just don't want to re-go that route again.
Recancel in that sense.
Yeah, I just, it's
way.
Just,
right.
It's an ex for a reason, you know, and that's just how I feel. So, I thought somebody new was coming. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I don't sense anyone for now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's nothing coming your way. Remember, there's the way I'm seeing it is really just what's going to happen in the next couple of days or even in the next couple of weeks. And based on what I'm seeing is that I do see someone coming, and this person is someone who has been in the situation as far as in a relationship with you from the past.
Okay, but thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome, hon. And do take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So let's take our next caller. Let's see here. Folks, we have about 15 more minutes until the end of the show. This is a 30-minute radio show. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to get to everyone on here. Let me see here. So we'll take area code. This is kind of funny. It might be through Skype. So area code 111. Hello? Hello?
What?
Is anyone there? Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, sorry, can you hear me? That's on my area code.
Oh, you know what it is? It's probably, are you calling through Skype?
No, I'm on my landline.
Oh, okay. Well, the number that populates over here is 111, which I thought was kind of funny. But, yeah. Well,
wow, I can't believe I made it through.
I'm glad you're able to connect. Can I have your first name?
Nicole.
Okay. All righty, Nicole. And what's your date of birth as far as month and day?
9/5.
Okay, perfect. Virgo.
Yes.
All righty. And how can I help you tonight?
I don't know. I'm shocked that I got through, and then I was, like, speechless because I didn't know you were talking to me. But I was actually just kind of wondering if a couple things were going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
We are planning to move in a couple months, and I'm just kind of like, I'm trying to remain positive, but I'm just kind of nervous about whether or not we're going to find the right place. And
mm-hmm.
also, if there's any insight in regards to our financial situation, we are trying to set ourselves up to get a loan to kind of like consolidate everything. So I'm wondering if that will go through as well.
Okay. Well, I can definitely take a look at that for you. Let me see here. So what stood out the most with both topics as far as financial stability and relocating, what stood out the most was the relocation. And I will tell you that that's definitely the right move. I kind of feel that this is something that you've been trying to do for quite a while. And
yeah.
Now that you've been able to kind of put certain things in place to have that, you know, a specific goal, I do see that happening. And I will tell you this. I think that a lot of the reasons why you're doing this is also to focus on other prospective goals, and by doing so, you'll be able to meet those goals as well. Now, one other thing I do want to mention is that once you settle in, I feel that there's a sense of balance, okay? A sense of balance, and I sense that you'll be able to kind of also have the peace of mind of having some financial stability that will come with it as well. Now, I do know that you said that you're trying to obtain a specific loan, and I do see that also manifesting in a positive way of having that outcome achieved. But I think it's important to also mention that once you settle in, I mean, there are a lot of things that are going to also get resolved that you'll be kind of bringing with you. So whether it be a new job or a new outlook as to specific freelance, perhaps, these are things that are going to manifest and will happen once you relocate. Okay.
That's great news, because that's great. Mm-hmm. That actually completely aligns with what I've been thinking.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to get it. I mean, and I don't want to emphasize too much on where you're at and where you're heading, but I kind of feel that you are also kind of disconnecting from a lot of things that may have also put certain barricades in your goals. Okay. So it's like a new step, it's a new chapter for you and a new level. And I think that all this is, you're going down the right path, basically. You're doing what you need to do to get where you need to be. So this is all really aligning for you very favorably. And you'll feel a lot better once you settle in. And I think that, and I sense that during the fall, a lot of these things are going to transpire and you'll be able to, make certain decisions as to how you want to go about those opportunities, whether it be business and that one freelance that I spoke of.
Right. Yeah, the freelance. I started readings last year, and I was really good right after my daughter was born, and I kind of like blocked myself a little bit. I don't know. I just went through a thing during the winter, so I'm trying to like reestablish that. But I'm completely unbalanced, and so everything that you're saying really kind of connects. Like, I think that I agree. Like, once we move, I feel like everything will kind of like start to balance more.
Sure.
And we'll be able to start that again. So yeah, that's great. And that's great to hear. Cause, I mean, I feel that way, so it's excellent to hear.
Yeah, and doing all these things also during the month of August, it's like I had mentioned in the beginning, you have all these, ideas, and you're just being very passionate about it and just moving forward and not looking back, and that's exactly what you want to do.
Okay. Is there anything else that kind of, like, popped up, or...?
I mean, for the most part, that's what really stood out the most.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you had in mind before we started the reading, and that's really what, that's really what's standing out the most.
That's great. Thank you so much. I'm excited.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome, hon. You're
hey,
welcome.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All righty. And once again, folks, just for those who have recently tuned in, whether it be via phone or through the chat, if you ever want to have a more private session, you want to go on to bluntpsychics.com. On there, you'll have different services that you can choose from. Most of my clients prefer the phone readings. I also offer text readings, email readings, and private chat rooms as well. So you're welcome to choose any of the services on there. My prices are very modest. I'm certain that you'll be able to find one that meets your needs as well as your budget. And if you want to keep in touch and want to receive notifications, whether it be updates of when I do these type of shows or just, informational emails regarding, Zodiac or horoscopes, make sure to subscribe on my email. I'm sorry, not on my email, on my website. I'm also on Facebook with BluntPsychics.com and as well on Twitter. Alrighty, so we're going to take our next caller. Let's see here. Next caller will be area code 208.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. I was really hoping I'd make it. Okay. I was kind of like sending for it. Hi, my name's Jenna, and my birthday is September 24th.
September 24th, Jenna. Perfect. All righty, Jenna. And what type of, what would you like me to look into? Specific category?
There's a category, and I actually have a specific question. Is that okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm wondering if I'm going to have a solid committed love relationship where I will live with the person again. Like,
okay,
it's been rough.
This is a public show, so if you don't want to disclose the name of the person in question, that's fine. I just want you to make sure that you focus on this person while I do the reading, okay?
Okay.
Let me see here.
His name is Sean.
Okay. Sean. Perfect. So, okay. There's a lot of stuff that's coming up, and so let me kind of narrow as far as the details. So there's definitely a lot of chemistry, okay? I feel a very strong attraction, a very strong connection between the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as to answer your question as to whether you guys would move in together again, I do see that happening. I just don't see it happening in the near future. And the reason for that is because I kind of feel that you're also testing the water. So I know your question, and you're very eager to reconnect in that way and to obviously have him back, okay? But I know that you are also questioning whether it's the right thing to do, okay? And I think this is something that you've kind of struggled for a while now. I think you have very good reasons to kind of test the waters before going there, okay? I'll put it that way.
Okay.
But, yes, I do see this happening. I think that it would happen sooner if you would feel a lot more comfortable doing so. I think the only reason it has not happened has nothing to do with his input in it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, I'm wondering because he's currently with someone, and I don't know if that's influencing it or
right. So what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of there's a lot of unknowing whether this would be the right way of going about it, whether this is a good idea. I think that there's a lot of pull and tug on both ends, and I think there might have been a chance where that could have manifested, but you may have pulled back.
Right.
And So I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen before that can be achieved. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Okay.
And I may not have provided too much feedback, but this is kind of, as I said, a mini reading, and there is a lot of information, but I can try to sum it up to kind of put your mind at ease. But thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Take care.
You too. Bye.
So, folks, we do have a couple more minutes to go. I just want to advise everyone that I really appreciate you calling in. If you are looking to obtain a reading, once again, you want to make sure that you go onto my website, and that's BluntPsychics.com. I will be providing my phone number as well in case you have any questions pertaining to a session or if you're looking to see if I'm available to schedule an appointment. My number is 305-697-9411. And, you know, you're welcome to text if you have any questions. Once again, I do phone readings, chat readings, and email readings, as well as text readings. But if you go onto my website, you'll see all the information that you need will be in there. Once again, I appreciate you calling, and we'll meet again next month on the new moon. Bye-bye.
You like the way I move by, get in line. So baby, I'm a hot commodity, and I don't wanna waste your time. Got you sweating like a heat wave, and I'm cool as ice. You ain't ever seen a girl like you might.